Today's date is May 9th, 2010. This is Kathy Kennedy, Special Agent with FDLE, Daytona Beach Field Office. Also here is Investigator Todd Blair with Volusia County Sheriff's Office. And we are conducting an interview with Sarah Elizabeth Gerard. And Sarah, what is your address, please?
1165 South Blue Lake Avenue, DeLand, Florida, 32724.
And what is your date of birth?
8/15/81.
Okay. The time is approximately 11:27 p.m. And Sarah, if you'll raise your right hand. Do you swear the statement you're about to give us is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If you can tell me what happened, we responded to a deputy-involved shooting, and let me know what happened with you that led you up to coming to the house.
My kids and I were at the beach all day, so Joshua could take care of some schoolwork. I'm not sure what time it was, around 8-ish when I came home. I had picked up some food, but I had received a text message from my husband saying that he was leaving, and also I called him on the phone to ask him what this was about, and he said that he was miserable, he wanted to go back to Pennsylvania, he didn't want to live in Florida, he hated me for moving us here, and he just sounded irate. So when I came home, I left the kids in the car and walked in the garage, whereas he was pushy with me and not, I was trying to calm him down, because most of the time I can talk him through his issues, his rage, once I can get him to just sit down and see me, he remembers, and it's okay. This time he wouldn't interact with me or make eye contact or anything. I went in the house and used the restroom really quickly. I had him follow me in there because I didn't want him outside with, you know, being so upset. So I asked him if he could talk to me. He walked inside, and then he seemed to get more agitated, and I left and went and got gas to give him a couple minutes to calm down. And when I came back, I'm not sure what time it was, but he sent me a text message in that time I was getting gas, and the first one said, "Kill them all." The second one said, "I ain't going to jail." And the third one said, "House destroyed." And that's when I got worried about my pets. So I wanted to come home and get my Chihuahua. He wouldn't let me pass the kitchen to get her. And I was really upset because I just wanted my dog. And he followed me outside and threw the TV on the ground that we have in the garage and proceeded to pour gasoline on my kayak. And I tried to get it from him, and he was like, "I'll burn your ass too." And he poured it on me, and I grabbed the gas can and threw it in the yard. And then when he went to go get it, I ran to try to get it before him because I didn't want him to burn the house down. And he punched me in my jaw. And that's when I just ran back to the car to get the kids out of there and go get a hotel or something for the night. And that's when he came up to the car and started kicking the car and threw something, the ceramic ashtray or something, on the hood. And I left and came over here because he had thrown my phone and his phone in the madness, because I was trying to call his father, because his father can calm him down too if he can just get him to talk to him. He just, like a breath, he takes a breath, you know. I couldn't get him to talk to his father. He broke both the phones, so I came to my neighbor's house to call 911, which is what I did. And now I'm sitting here with you, my husband in the hospital, my kids in my minivan.
And I know before we did the interview, when we were talking by the car, you mentioned the word PTSD.
Yeah, he has post-traumatic stress disorder. He's diagnosed, and he's an alcoholic. He was drunk. He was very drunk. This only happens when he's very drunk, and it doesn't happen very often. Like, something has to trigger him, and he spent all day on the phone with people of MPA. The reason I don't want him there is because before he joined the army because he hung out with a bad crowd of people up there. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to take him back there and see this happen there, pretty much. I was trying to keep him falling apart. I just wanted to have a happy family. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
He has issues. I work second shift and he's supposed to take his medicine. But I'm not here to make sure he does. So I don't know if he's been taking his medication lately or not. I know up until his dad came and visited about 3 weeks ago, he had quit for a week. His dad came, we all sat down and had a talk, and he was taking his medicine again. I don't know when he stopped taking it, but he had to have stopped taking it that flipped out like this.
All right, you mentioned the first time you came home, it was about 8 p.m.
It was something... somewhere in the, it was probably 8:30, 8:40 maybe even.
Okay.
I'm kind of discombobulating.
That's okay. At that point, had you already received the text messages that you were just saying what they were?
Just the one where he said, I'm leaving.
Okay, and that's what, then you came
home.
Then
I called him. I was like, what are you talking about? I brought you, right there, 8:40, I'm leaving, and I was driving here. I was like 5 minutes away. So we got here at 8:45, actually. I thought it was earlier. And I called him and I was like, what's this about? I thought we were having a good day, you know, because he asked me what I wanted for Mother's Day. And I said, just for you, get your schoolwork done and I'll take the kids out and have a good day with them. That's fine. That's all I want. So I didn't expect any strife at all. I thought everything was going to be just another normal day.
And then when you came home at 8 o'clock, that's when you went inside, you went to the bathroom, he came with you there. What was he saying to you at this point?
I'm going home. You need to fucking come with me because I'm going home. You have to fucking go home with me. I was like, I spent 6.5 years traveling the country because you had to be stationed here and here. I left here when we got married to go to Hunter Airfield in Savannah. Mm-hmm. And that was 10 years ago. He told me when he got out of the army that he'd bring me home. This is home. I used to live on 475 South Blue Lake Avenue. He made true to his promise and brought me here. He didn't bring me here. We came here.
Regarding, I believe it was a the weapon that he had. Had you ever seen that before?
I know he had weapons, but I made sure that we had no ammunition in the house.
Okay. And what was it? Was it a rifle? Shotgun.
His grandfather had given him a rifle and a shotgun, and that was his excuse for keeping it because I was against firearms in the house. But since it was like a heirloom, I allowed it as long as there was no ammo in the house.
At the point where you're going through this, when you were here at 8 o'clock, did you see the shotgun at
no,
all?
No, I hadn't seen it all night. I figured he was just trying to get you guys to take him out because... he didn't want to deal with what he had done.
What makes you...
Just because he said, I ain't going to jail. Because he knew at that point that I was going to have to call the police.
Has anything like this ever happened before?
I mean, we have disputes and he has his issues, but I can generally keep it copacetic.
So has 911 ever been called before?
Once, last summer. He, was really drunk and he cut himself. It was last July, right after we had moved in here.
So at the point...
But that was him taking out himself, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't have any fear for us. I was worried for him, of course. And, you know, he has a psychologist at the VA in Orange City, and he says I was helping, and he'd been talking to my grandfather, who's also a veteran. He said that was helping, and things are actually looking better because he used to be really upset that I didn't have a full-time job. Now that I was working, he didn't have anything to complain about towards me. And I think part of that pissed him off that I've been able to keep a job this long right now I'm on promotion. I'm supposed to be doing the best that I can so that I get hired on full time, because this company I work for keeps people on for 3 or 4 years through a temp agency. And I've been there 8 months, and in June I'm supposed to be hired on full time, significant raise and benefits and...
Good. At the point, how did you end up in the garage area? You were up near the bathroom area. How did you end up getting outside?
I was leaving.
Okay, you were leaving. Did he try to stop you from leaving?
No.
Okay. And at that point, that's, you were in the garage, you mentioned... He, I guess, pushed a TV down.
Through the TV. He was going to catch my kayak on fire, which is brand new. I haven't even gotten to use it yet.
And you mentioned he
poured
gasoline.
He was going to catch it on fire in the garage, which would have burnt the house down. So I was trying to keep that from happening.
You mentioned he poured gasoline on you.
Yeah.
And I know we have, there's a jacket that's sitting over
that
there on the hood of the car.
That was before I threw it. When I went to grab it, he was like, oh, I'll burn your ass too, or something along those lines. And he started pouring it on this side of my head and over the shoulder. Mm-hmm. And he had a cigarette and he was, you know, holding it up towards me. And I, when he was distracted with the cigarette, I grabbed the gas can and just hurled it into the backyard. And when he went to go grab it again, I should have just pulled the kayak out of the garage, got in the car and left. But instead, I went to go back to get it from him and throw it in that ravine. Mm-hmm. And that's when he gave me a hit to my left jaw, which he doesn't hit me.
And that was in the backyard. All right, what happened next?
I ran into the car, the van.
Okay,
and pulled in here.
Okay,
because my phone, I was like trying to call 911 in our driveway, and it wasn't working, so I came over here because I have spoken with Aaron before. It was pretty cool.
You also mentioned his phone was thrown down or something?
I was trying to get him to talk to his father.
Do you know where is his phone, in the house or is it
it's
out?
It's in the garage somewhere.
It's in the garage somewhere? Okay.
Which I was going to try to see if I could snag that too, if it still works. So I have a working phone.
Okay.
And I grabbed my clothes and deodorant and stuff, and it smelled good at all.
Then you drove over here?
Yeah.
To your neighbor's house, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
What happened at that point?
He walked down the driveway. They saw Terry, I can't remember his name, his wife's name, saw Josh walking up and down the driveway just smoking a cigarette.
And who saw Josh walking and smoking?
Aaron's wife.
Okay, Aaron's wife.
I don't know if Aaron saw him also, but I couldn't see him from where I was standing because I didn't want him to see me over here.
So he's walking up and down smoking a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have the gas can with him?
Not that I couldn't see him.
Okay. What happened next that you saw?
Next thing I saw was a spotlight. I heard 3 or 4 shots, and I went running over there. And the bald deputy jumped out and restrained me and put his knee in my back and threw me down in the nettles and was going to arrest me because I just wanted to go to him because I thought he was dead.
Okay.
And then I came back over here and tried not to flip out. That's that. That's all of it.
Did you hear any words spoken? Any yelling? Was Josh yelling?
No.
Anything?
I couldn't hear anything.
Did you hear the deputy saying anything? Or
I think I heard, get down.
Saying?
Get down.
And then you said you heard shots, or what you believe to be shots. Do you recall how many shots you heard?
3 or 4.
At that point, you ran over there, and the deputy put you down as well.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought was kind of overkill. He could have restrained me with one arm. I weigh like 98 pounds. Whatever. It doesn't hurt.
Todd, do you have any questions?
What kind of medicine was he on?
I couldn't recant it for you right now.
What's his doctor's name?
It's just an Asian name. I can't tell you that either right now. I'm
but
sorry.
The office or Orange City?
The VA?
Office.
Yeah.
How long ago was he diagnosed with PTSD?
I think it was when we got here.
Which was?
Actually, I mean, it might have been when he went to rehab in Georgia, at least a year ago. That's the best I can tell you.
took his medication like he was supposed to?
I work from 3 in the afternoon till 11:30 at night. That's when he's supposed to take it. I'm not here. So he could be flushing them for all I know. He tells me he's taking them.
Okay.
And he's been well-behaved up until tonight, so I assumed that he was. Not just well-behaved, but just kind of, yeah, steady.
Even keel.
Yeah. Because, I mean, a lot of times it's just Josh hating Josh. Like, a lot of things he did over there, I think, haunt him or shit that he saw.
Did he mention anything that might, that, like you said earlier, a trigger? I know you were at the beach, you know, with the kids all day.
He wanted to go home.
Okay.
He talked to all his family, because Mother's Day. He called his mother. He called his sister. He called his grandmother. He talked to his best friend he hasn't spoke to in a year, one of those bad crowd people.
Okay.
Oh, we're having so much fun up here in Pennsylvania, drinking our asses off, driving home. So he just got himself all worked up of something he wanted. And flipped out.
Good. This interview is concluding at approximately 11:42 p.m.